House passes bill to make daylight savings time permanent. By Paul Bois on July 14, 2026. The U.S. House passed a bill on Tuesday that would make daylight savings time permanent, effectively ending the biannual clock changes. The Sunshine Protection Act of 2025 passed the U.S. House 308-117, with 22 Republicans and 95 Democrats voting against. President Trump has expressed support for the bill, which now heads to the U.S. Senate, where it will face opposition from both parties for reasons pertaining to school start times, sunrises, and effects on circadian rhythms. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump said the bill is so important in that hundreds of millions of dollars are spent every year by people, cities, and states, being forced to change their clocks. "I am going to work very hard to see the Sunshine Protection Act signed into law. It's time that people can stop worrying about the clock. Not to mention all of the work and money that is spent on this ridiculous, twice-yearly production. It will also be a very nice win for the Republican Party. Take it," Trump added. The House bill did receive bipartisan support from Representative Vern Buchanan, RFL, and Representative Frank Pallone Jr., D.N.J., top Democrat on the Energy and Commerce Committee. Buchanan previously said, "Floridians and Americans across the country are tired of the biannual time change, and the evidence is clear that permanent daylight saving time can improve public health, reduce traffic accidents, lower crime, and encourage more outdoor activity. Ending the clock change is a common sense reform that will improve everyday life for millions of Americans." The president has been calling for an end to clock switching since the beginning of his presidency, and though the issue has gained momentum in the past, it never seems to materialize. The most important analysis regarding the effectiveness of DST regarding energy use is a 2008 National Bureau of Economic Research study that found, contrary to the policy's intent, DST increases residential electricity demand by about 1%. Although DST reduced demand for lighting, demand for heating and cooling dramatically increased, Breitbart News previously reported. Many health and safety experts also have a negative opinion of daylight savings time. According to the Fatal Accident Reporting System, there is a 17% increase in traffic fatalities on the Monday after the shift, and fatal motor vehicle accidents remained elevated for the first 6 days after the clock's spring ahead, it added. A recent medical study indicates that DST time change may also increase the risk of stroke due to sleep disturbances.